indication that, at the moment, I must just qualify that, you see, I can only look at the world to see what those worlds are like, what they're doing. It's like a practice sketch scheme of inconceivable things. And it may have component forces going round it, round and round, but the impression I get of the funnel itself is this is not true. in my field in the moment. No, what you want. Is the packing the same or what you want to know? This may not mean anything, may only be my way of looking at the moment, but in the garland I received the impression that the wearers were standing on their side, and the whole thing was like a cubical design, and flat, with a bottom side, and the whole thing vertical and horizontal in rectangular form. Now, I'm doubtful of that in the that I can see it's got more diagonal, more as if they were resting on their line edges. But they're still, it still consists of cubes close together. Say what I feel something that is all that lives, deep down in self-motion, instead of being ripped and turned into that. Thank you. for the time being, yes. Some trick of my consciousness or something. me that question about if they were actually really Catholic, or whether there was a flag there. Then I saw two. And I was aware that there was an extension above and on the other side. But those extensions were not in the focus of my vision. They were out of focus. And I would have to deliberately make the effort to change the direction of my vision to see the one above and the other side. A lot. It's hard to step back and see a number when I'm in the condition in which I'm seeing one fairly thoroughly. The change in magnification is really so great that it could be difficult. But I'm go out to the choir, Phil, go out to the choir if I could. Ask me. Without disturbing me in the very least, when I pause, when I've answered a question, when I've apparently said what I'm seeing, and I'm just looking at the thing, looking at the phenomenon, then you can shoot quickly at a question. Shoot it at me, very short. Go to charge that, or you step back and see a dozen. Anything like that, very quickly. And I really think we've got it. impression looking at the lump piece of sugar is that it's not composed all of cubes. The cubes are there, but I have lost the sense of a totality of cubes. To explain this in diagrammatic form, I would say that there might be a group of cubes forming a center and a number of groups. Cubes forming a line off from that center. Perhaps in some cases only a comparative effect. So this is gouged out. a lump from the centre of a honeycomb, I know that it's not quite right, but geometrically, but that sort of thing. And then there were, say, perhaps a dozen cells in your central lump, and then pieces going off of about 4 to 6 such cells in line without them at a regular position. And irregular, not as regular as the porpoise, which was to only give the picture, irregularly. I did that. It goes up into the darkness, which I refer, of another world, another state of matter altogether, which to the diamond sight is dark. I can make it, I dare say, I could investigate that phenomenon, but at present I've only seen diamond cubes. Diamond cubes, yes. Each regularly, you mean?
All
same length? Same length. Even learned, but definitely smooth, almost wave-like movement. But this movement doesn't upset the arrangement. The carbon atoms and whatever shape I happen to see them in, that stands very firm and gives me the impression of, you know, of immovable rock-like instability inside the larger mass. There is a much more dynamic, volatile, movable and moving substance. Which I begin to form. Right up in between the arms. And by the other substances, nestle right close up in between the arms, right up to and some practically touching the central root of the carbon atoms. And I'm impressed by the closeness with which these different substances nestle up against the tree. As if there was some attraction, pulling and holding them together. Now, I'm just going to make a statement which may not have validity. It does seem to me that that the end small group of cubes of a line in some way blends with a surrounding substance and loses likely it's not its shape, still remains a cube, but its crystalline purity. There were some slight colouring going on there. minute bodies like animalculae clinging around it. I can look into those and see what they are. They're probably atoms with something radiating from them. But when you ask me, that's the first result. Like a lot of like a bird that kicked your trousers, something like that. It clings to you. In fact, there's an obvious magnetic attraction or some very close binding attraction which causes these other subtle